Conversation 3. Jim and Maggie are going away for the week.
Have you packed everything yet, Maggie? We must hurry if we don't want to miss the train.
Yes, everything's ready. But I haven't had time to collect your coat from the cleaners. We'll have to pick it up on the way to the station.
You haven't forgotten my razor?
No, I haven't. But I'm sure you've forgotten to buy new blades for it.
Oh, dash it. So I have. Never mind. We can buy some at the station kiosk. Have you telephoned for the taxi yet?
Yes, it should be here any moment now.
Goodness, how I'm looking forward to this week away. What a hectic term it's been. I haven't had time to breathe. That must be the taxi. All ready to leave, Maggie?
Just a minute. Let's make sure we haven't forgotten anything. Have you cancelled the newspaper?
Yes, I did that this morning.
Have you put out the note I gave you for the milkman?
Yes, of course I have.
You've bolted all the windows, haven't you, and locked the back door?
Good heavens, Maggie. You've asked me that at least a dozen times. Hurry up now, for goodness sake.
Don't shout, Jim. Have you turned out the pilot light under the water heater?
Yes, I have. And I've turned off all the lights and the radio and the television. Now are you coming?
Well, that's all, I suppose. You remembered to get the reservations, didn't you?
But, Maggie, I asked you to get those on the way home from the office.
Oh, Jim, so you did, but I forgot. I had my mind so full of all the other things that needed doing.
Yes, I know. Notes for the milkman, pilot lights and whatnot. We simply must leave now. If we can't get a seat, we'll have to stand.
Oh, Jim, have you locked the tool shed in the garden?
Maggie, you're starting all over again. We'll never get away. We might as well unpack and stay here.
But I'm coming, Jim. Here you are. I'm quite ready.
Well, at last.